This is Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen, founder and president of World Ministries International, a non-denominational end times ministry dedicated to fulfilling a divine commission to trumpet forth warnings from God concerning the imminent second coming of Christ and the impending judgment of God upon the ungodly. God has sent Dr. Hansen to many nations of the world with a solemn warning to the political and religious leaders and citizenry to repent of their sinfulness and wickedness or face the catastrophic judgments that will soon be unleashed upon the unbelieving world. Listen now to the warnings of our compassionate and merciful Creator conveyed through His faithful prophetic spokesman, the host of Warning Radio, Dr. Jonathan Hansen.
This is Dr. Jonathan Hansen, President of World Ministries International, and I want to welcome you to the Warning Radio program. Wherever you're watching or listening, welcome. That's right, listening and watching. This goes both on radio and television. In the studio today, I have Dr. E.J. Buckhart. Dr. Buckhart, welcome to the program Warning.
It's good to be here.
Dr. Buckhart has worked with me now for about 25, 26 years, actually, since 1998. And he used to be an airline pilot with Northwest Airlines, the jumbo jets, and now he's been with me ever since he retired, even before. Flying the jumbo jets, he could fly 10 days, have 20 days off, so I got a lot of time with him. So, E.J., you know, you've been with me 25, 26 years. Actually, it will be 26 years. And I've got something we're going to share, and we're going to get to it by... How have you found it the last 26 years working with me?
Well, I spent 32 years with the airlines, and I'm approaching that with you. It's been excellent. I remember the time you came to the church when you came back from Africa, Cedar Park Church, and my wife and I invited you and your family over for dinner, and I don't know if I should say this in the air, but I liked your attitude. You were kind of a rebel, like I was kind of a rebel, and you like to get to the truth and not mess around. And so I'm still here. The Lord says to my wife and I, He says, I want you to work with Dr. Hansen in World Ministries International the rest of your life, and that's where I'm at.
Wonderful. Well, I'm sure glad the Lord said that. In fact, you don't know what I'm speaking on today. But you said you like to get to the truth.
Amen.
And that's exactly what I'm going to be talking on today, truth. Good. And how people are constantly lying. They don't have absolute truth like the Bible demands. Six things does the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto Him. A proud look, a lying tongue, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, a false witness that speaks lies, and he that soweth discord among his brethren. Proverbs 6:16 through 19. God hates lies because He knows what terrible damage they cause. We're living in an era that is constantly lying. Truth is no longer being spoken. People are just lying as they look at you and lying, lying, lying. We're finding government is lying. The president, Joe Biden, is lying. We're finding so many people in Congress are flat lying. We're finding prosecutors lying, just like this indictment against Trump by Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade, her lover. All the way through, lying, 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 lying. And you thought everything would have been thrown out, but people don't care about lies anymore. They just want what they want. Now, I'm going to read you a little bit from Trumpet Magazine, April 2024. It says, in April 2022, Obama delivered a speech at Stanford University about disinformation. He was expertly crafted, it was, to come across as a rational and fair attempt to bridge society's divisions and unify people. The way to restrict dangerous information, he said, is to increase the federal government's power to control it. Yet he warned against the totalitarianism of China, which severely restricts internet content, and of Russia, which feeds its citizens disinformation. America's exemplar, he said, is Europe. Its Digital Service Act. And the Digital Service Act is, again, anything that comes against climate control, that comes against COVID shots, that if you say, you know, the government is more concerned over illegal aliens, things like this, it's disinformation. They can arrest you, they can fine you. And that's what he wants to see here. And so already Europe is clamping down on free speech. So, says, this is an opportunity, Obama said. It's a chance that we should welcome for government to take a big, important problem and prove that democracy and innovation can coexist. That all sounded typical of big government American Democrat. Then he said this, it's a chance for all of us to fight for truth, not absolute truth, not a fixed truth, but to fight for what deep down we know is more truth, is right. In his view, there's no absolute truth. There is fixed truth. What follows when the concept of absolute truth is replaced by what deep down we know is more truth, then absolute truth, you know, there is no such thing. And you can believe whatever you want, whatever is expedient. This can change over time, day to day, moment to moment. In practice, however, you're not free to believe what you know is true. You must accept whatever the authorities decide is true. Obama listed several examples of disinformation that the government should censor, including unorthodox views regarding climate control, climate change, I should say, vaccines, election fraud, and white supremacy. The political left has established what is truth in each of these instances and has taken extraordinary steps to silence all non-believers, bullying, deplatforming, shadow banning, censoring, publicly shaming, fining, incarcerating, and exiling. This is the fight for truth Obama is describing, truth as he defines it. So EJ, everywhere you look at, they are lying because there is no absolute truth. In other words, this gets right back into evolution. It gets right back into false theology that whatever you want to believe is okay. And there is no moral right and wrong. If you want to marry a donkey, marry a donkey. So Obama is saying, you know, there is really no absolute truth except for disinformation. In other words, all those conservatives and Christians that are coming out and exposing the lies of COVID, of climate change, of exposing the lies of white supremacy. In other words, they're not exhorting white supremacy, but equality and fairness for all. That expose the lies of woke, anything that they don't like, that exposes, again, illegal aliens being let in to topple the republic, to topple the economy. If you say these things, it's disinformation. EJ?
Well, getting back to the point that I've been with you for 26 years, the reason I like that is because you've always stood with the truth, the absolute truth. There is only one absolute truth, and that's the Word of God. And we're seeing, as Scripture says, that there will come a time when good becomes evil, evil becomes good. And we were talking about all the lies and deceptions. Well, who's the head of lies and deceptions? It's Satan himself. And he is doing whatever he can do to accomplish, doing every way with getting rid of Christianity. And it's a sad thing here in America right now is that how our government is coming against Christians, and because they don't believe in the truth. And remember, I was on an airplane one day talking to a gentleman, or a lady it was, sitting next to me, and I started telling about some of the truth. She says, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Because if she hears it, she had to believe it. They don't want to hear the truth, but they will listen to the lies.
Well, exactly. And you said it, and this says it. Father of lies. The idea that we know deep down what is true is, frankly, the devil's lie.
Amen.
It was the first thing he said in the Garden of Eden to convince Eve that God himself was a liar. God knows that in the day you eat of the tree, your eyes shall be opened and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Don't listen to him, he said. You can see for yourself what is good and what is evil. You know deep down, right from wrong. You decide. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it. John 8:44. That is the character summary of Satan, the devil, straight from Jesus Christ. That is the truth about the origin of lies. Yet the people who first heard it rejected it. Verse 45 and 47. Or I should say through 47. And society today barely acknowledged the existence of evil, let alone the devil. Ignorant then of his devices, they are vulnerable to his attacks. 2 Corinthians 2:11. So where we're at today is you have basically where everyone is lying and there's no absolute truth. As you said, it comes right from Satan himself, the father of all lies that wants to topple God. We want to topple, you know, these that are doing this, they want to topple the republic, which is under God. And so they want to take God and morality and absolute truths of God out of the equation. That's what Obama's trying to do. That's what the Democrats are trying to do. EJ?
Yes, that's very, very true. And the sad part about this all is that the church has fallen prey to, they know the truth, but yet the devil, he takes the truth and he twists it. And he changed it just slightly enough to where it looks like it may be good. And we fall into prey for that. I always pray to have the discernment to see through the lies and deception in me. I think every Christian every morning should pray that. Give me the discernment to see through the lies and the deceptions. Because yeah, God even says at the end times, even the elect could be deceived. It was possible. That's a pretty strong statement. That means you got to be very careful. You got to guard your heart. I remember the first time I really met you and got serious with your ministry, it says, EJ, guard your heart. I don't know how many times you've said that over the 26 years, but I tell everybody that, you know, Christians, guard your heart, because that enemy is out there to deceive you and try to get you to fall for the lies. And unfortunately, as we know, the church has fallen prey to this.
Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, it says, run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and see now, and know, and seek in the broad places thereof. If you can find a man, if there be any that executeth judgment, that seeketh the truth, I will pardon it. And though they say, the Lord liveth, surely they swear falsely. So, what's going on here? What is verse 1 and 2 of Jeremiah 5 saying? What does God think when he sees pervasive complacency about deceit? He prophesies of a time when apparently nobody in the end time English-speaking nations, typified by the capital city, Jerusalem, would execute judgment or seek the truth. In his view, verse 2, even religious people are swearing falsely.
Amen.
A survey of several studies on the prevalence of lying undertaken by Psychology Today showed that deeply religious people view lying more negatively than their less religious counterparts. When it comes to the act of lying, however, we found that more religious people were actually more inclined to lie than less religious people. That was September 27, 2022. Lying is not just an issue with a few leaders in politics, law enforcement, and education. In God's views, lying is a universal problem. EJ?
Yeah, and it's interesting about lying is, and I've experienced this too, if you tell a lie long enough, often enough, and you have a media that will back it, people then start to believe the lie as being truth. And that's the thing that you have to be careful for, because lying will turn the minds around to thinking that the lie is the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're watching, listening to the Warning Program. Dr. Buckhard is with me today. My name is Dr. Hansen, President of World Ministries International and Eagle Saving Nations. Please go to my website, worldministries.org. Now, Jeremiah 5, I'm going to read 29 through 31. Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so, and what will ye do in the end thereof? So, what is it saying? It's saying clearly that they are bending their tongues, for they proceed from evil to evil, and they know not, saith the Lord. Now, that's spelled out clearly in Jeremiah 5:3. Lord, are not thine eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have not refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return. So let's get back to Jeremiah 5, 29 through 31. It says, again, God is warning, beware, trust nobody. Let everyone beware of his neighbor. And put no trust in any brother, for every brother is a deceiver, and every neighbor goes about as a slanderer. Everyone deceives his neighbor. No one speaks the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies. They weary themselves committing iniquity. EJ?
You know, as you're talking about that, I'm thinking about the church and the splits that have been in churches. After I've been exposed with you and your ministry and various churches, there's hardly one church that I know of that has come to a split. And once again, it's based on the lies and the deceptions that causes the people to take against the leader of the church, and they cause splits, and they speak gossip, they lie, and they get people who can think that they're lying is the truth. And we have a major problem within the church that needs to be corrected. And your ministry and the one that I'm involved with you, we're trying to help the church correct all that problem so that we can have unity. The other thing when I'm really exposed to lately is the unity in the church. If we want to be able to take back our governments and take back the nation for God, we have to have unity within the Christian faith. And that's the church needs to rise. And that's why we have Eagle Saving Nations.
I want to read Jeremiah 9, 1. Oh, that my head were waters and my eyes the fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Verse 2, oh, that I in wildernessness, a lodging place of wayfaring men, that I might leave my people and go from them, for they be all adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men. And they bend their tongues, verse 3, like their bow for lies, but they are not valiant for the truth upon the earth. For they proceed from evil to evil, and they know not me, saith the Lord. 4 and 5, take ye heed every one of his neighbor, and trust not his brother, for every brother will utterly supplant, and every neighbor will walk with slander. And they will deceive every one of his neighbor, and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongues to speak lies, and weary themselves to commit iniquity. So here we see again, God is saying, they're all liars. A company of treacherous men. Nobody seeks truth. They bend their tongues like their bow for lies. But they are not valiant for the truth upon the earth, for they proceed from evil to evil, and they know not me, saith the Lord. God warns, beware, trust nobody. Let everyone beware of his neighbor. Put no trust in any brother. For every brother is a deceiver. Every neighbor goes about as a slanderer. Everyone deceives his neighbor, and no one speaks the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies. They weary themselves committing iniquity. EJ, God is saying in these last days, lying is everywhere.
And we see it here in this nation. If you listen to some of the conservative type news, you see all the lies are being exposed. I mean, it's every day. And we have somebody sitting in our government White House that, I mean, even the news, even CNN has exposed some of his lies, but they don't think anything about it. This is just their way of trying to accomplish their goal. So they put up with it. But we as a Christian church says, no, we got to go by the truth. But if we don't know the Bible, if we don't study the Bible and understand the Word of God, we can become deceived as well.
Again, you get back to Jeremiah 9, verse 6 through 8. Thine habitation is in the midst of deceit.
Wow.
Through deceit they refuse to know me, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, I will melt them and try them, for how shall I do for the daughter of my people? Their tongue is an arrow shot out. It speaks deceit. One speaketh peaceably to his neighbor with his mouth, but in his heart he lays in wait. Again, it's talking about sheer hypocrisy, sheer lying. It says, this is the state of the world in the last days.
Oh boy, is it ever.
Everyone deceives. No one speaks the truth. People are nice to your faces and then hurtful behind your back. EJ?
I have to laugh because I know some of, personally right now, things like are going on like that. You know, they'll say the nicest thing to you in front of your face. They'll manipulate you and try to get you to understand that, oh, they're real nice people. They've got everything lined up. But then you watch their actions in what they say and what they do. And wait a second, that's not what you just said. But now we're seeing a different person. So we're seeing two people in one person. And this is why you said you can't really trust people, because first of all, you got to understand if they're lying or telling the truth. And to do that, we have to have the Holy Spirit to determine that, because it's very difficult sometimes with people's personalities to be able to understand the difference between manipulation and lying and telling the truth.
Well, the trumpet says, Barack Obama sounds sensible, but he seeks to dismantle Americans' constitutional freedoms and impose tyranny. When people embrace deceit, they cut themselves off from God. Verse 6. We're talking about, again, Jeremiah 9, verse 6. Thine inhabitation is in the midst of deceit. Through deceit they refuse to know me, saith the Lord. I just read that from the New King James Version Bible. So God is a God of truth, Deuteronomy 32:4. This world lies in deceit. It lives in deceit. And through that deceit, it distances itself from God. EJ?
You know, just thinking about the prophet Jeremiah, which was speaking the truth from the Lord. We have prophets nowadays that are speaking the truth from the Lord, but the people don't believe it. They don't follow it. I mean, even Jeremiah wasn't taken into consideration by the people of his time. They ignored what he was saying, and he was speaking the truth of the Word of God. And the prophets today, you're one of them, they're speaking the truth of the Word of God. But how many people are listening? Oh, yeah, that was a nice speech, but, you know, that's as far as it goes. They're not listening. Church is not listening. It's got to wake up, or it's too late.
Jeremiah 9:9 says God is already beginning to execute judgment.
Amen.
Against this nation. Speak the truth, speak the truth, speak the truth, speak the truth, and my people will back you, the Lord told me.
Amen.
Please back me. Worldministries.org, worldministries.org. That's worldministries.org. We need your help. We need to expand, not just barely stay on this station. We need to expand. We need to sound the alarm as far as we can do it.
Amen.
We need a lot more help. That's worldministries.org. 360-629-5248. 360-629-5248 is my telephone number. Please please, please support us. Again, if you want to give by Zelle, the reference is warning@worldministries.org. That's warning@worldministries.org. If you want to give by Zelle, you can do that from my website, worldministries.org. You can also do it by PayPal. You telephone our number, 360-629-5248, and we take Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, and PayPal. We're trying to save this nation. We're trying to sound the alarm. I need your help. My website, worldministries.org. Join Eagles Saving Nations today. Look it up. See what it's all about to save the Republic, a national repentance. God bless you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen, founder and president of World Ministries International. Warning Radio is a listener-supported program. We need your donations in order to continue airing these Christ-centered prophetic programs. Send your checks or money orders to World Ministries International, Post Office Box 277, Stanwood, Washington, 98292. To donate securely by phone, call 360-629-5248. Visit our website to find other ways of giving and a wealth of information about World Ministries International and host Dr. Jonathan Hansen. The website is worldministries.org. There, you'll also have access to hundreds of previously aired radio programs, made for television videos, thousands of articles, Dr. Hansen's books, and travel itinerary. Again, the website is worldministries.org. The phone number is 360-629-5248. Tune in at this same time, Monday through Friday, on this radio station for the next exciting edition of Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen. Remember, the Lord is not slow about the promise of His return, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for everyone to come to the repentance that leads to eternal life.